It's 2024. You look around right now and the prospects for liberty seem kind of bleak. But are they? Are the prospects for liberty actually that bleak? Or have we actually accomplished quite a bit in terms of pro-liberty solutions, pro-liberty policy, and yes, some pro-liberty victories, not just here in America, but across the world? Yeah, let's talk about that.
Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show.
Well, hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you from our lovely Cardio Miracle Studios here in Eastern Indiana. The Brian Nichols Show is powered by Amp America. Very excited to be part of the Amp America team. Head over to ampamerica.com for all of your daily news, opinion pieces, and more without the extra fluff that the corporate media wants to fluff in, you know, like the brought to you by Pfizer's. So head over to ampamerica.com and start getting the news and opinion pieces that will leave you educated, enlightened, and informed today. Also, for the Brian Nichols Show, we are personally powered by Cardio Miracle. Cardio Miracle is our studio sponsor, and I was wrong. I've been using Cardio Miracle for like 6-7 months. I kind of forgot that time keeps on ticking, even though my brain says it doesn't. And yeah, we've been using Cardio Miracle now for like a year. That's when we last had the CEO of Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett, on the show. And folks, 1 year of using Cardio Miracle, I'm looking back now, and I gotta say, again, the Cardio Miracle difference from day one to day 365 plus, 100% real. Now, for yours truly, the number one thing I saw, actually the top three things, lower blood pressure, better pump at the gym, and a more restful night sleep. Now, for me, I was like, okay, this sounds a little skeptical, you know, it's a little woo-woo. I tried Cardio Miracle. I tried the secret ingredient that was nitric oxide. I was blown away. I watched my blood pressure absolutely plummet. I got the two thumbs up from my doctor's office saying, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing Cardio Miracle. I don't know." And then they wanted to learn more. So folks, I'm just telling you right now, you have nothing to lose. Even if you are skeptical, there's a 100% money back guarantee. So all you gotta do, head to the show notes. If you're watching this on the video version of the show, go to the video description, click the link. It's gonna bring you right over to our friends at cardiomiracle.com. Boom, 15% off your order just by using our link. But if you just go to cardiomiracle.com, don't miss out on saving some money. Use code TBNS at checkout for 15% off your order. And like I said, there is a 100% money back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose. But folks, I'm just going to say it. I don't think you're going to have anything to worry about because, like I said, I've been using this for a year now, and I will never have to worry about using a money back guarantee because I'm seeing the difference for myself. I know there are tens of thousands of other folks out there who are experiencing the Cardio Miracle difference for themselves. So join the movement. I promise your heart will, in fact, thank you. Cardio Miracle, the best heart health supplement in the world. All right, folks. We're going to take a little bit of a break today. Usually we're talking about bringing some liberty-based solutions to the table. Usually we're talking about some current event that's taking place through a liberty perspective. But today, I thought let's just take a moment and kind of do a SWOT analysis in business: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And I wanted to kind of see where are we right now as a greater liberty movement. No big L libertarianism, no little L libertarianism. Heck, I don't really care what ism you identify with. I think if we're on the general approach of bringing pro-liberty solutions and sentiments to the marketplace, you're on our side. So to help me do that, I wanted to call in an old friend, and frankly, someone who's been in this world a lot longer than I, and that is my good buddy, Matt Kibbe. He's returned here to the Brian Nichols Show from Free the People. Matt, welcome back to the program. How you been?
I'm doing great. Living my best life, even as the world around me perhaps is collapsing, but I'm going to try to convince you and me that that's not true today.
I love it. Well, you know, it's funny, Matt. I was actually talking about the last time that you and I sat together and recorded an episode face to face. And that was right before January 6th with our episode airing on January 6th. Here I am like, oh, that episode's going to get a lot of good traction. And then, I don't know, something happened at the Capitol down the block from where you and I recorded that episode on that fateful 2021 day. But that's a different conversation for a different day, probably. But Matt Kibbe, it's great having you back here on the show. I'm actually really looking forward to this conversation because I know, yes, we look around and it feels like the folks who are in the pro-liberty camp are constantly facing the slings and arrows. And yet, you know what, Matt? I actually feel, believe it or not, that we're making some headway. I'm feeling that we're making some progress. So I want to talk about where I'm seeing some progress, maybe where you're seeing some progress. But first, let's do this. It's been a while since you've been on the show. We've had a bunch of new folks joining the audience when we joined AMP America. So to the thousands of new listeners out there, Matt, who's Matt Kibbe? What's Free the People? And why do you believe not to hurt people and not take their stuff?
So I am the president of Free the People, and I have been involved in the liberty movement either as someone consuming content or someone producing content since I was 13 years old. So I've been at this a while. I was inspired by an Ayn Rand novelette called Anthem, which was pointed to me by the lyrics on a Rush album. So I've been consuming popular culture and being turned on to liberty for quite some time now. I've been an economist. I've been a policy activist. I've been a grassroots organizer. And now, and through all of that, I would say, but particularly now, I'm a communicator. And Free the People, I got my great branding right behind me. We are basically a video production team. We tell stories. We translate, hopefully, powerful and sometimes complex libertarian ideas into emotionally compelling stories that I think can connect with people outside of our little bubble. So you don't have to read the books I've read. You don't have to quote the dead economists that I love to quote.
Attention fans of The Office and political enthusiasts alike. Our friends over at Indie Emporium are ready to help you show your support for the most unexpected candidate of 2024, Michael Scott. Picture yourself wearing our We're Back in Business graphic tee featuring a bold red Michael Scott 2024 design that's sure to turn some heads. The soft, comfortable fabric and vibrant print make this a perfect choice for any campaign rally or debate watch party. And here's the best part. As part of our special campaign launch, you can use the discount code MS2024 to get 25% off your purchase. But you gotta act fast because this is part of our Michael Scott 2024 campaign launch, meaning it's gonna go fast. So you only have 2 weeks to get the exclusive 25% off your order. One more time, MS2024. Special shout out to our friends over at Indie Emporium. You can check them out at IndieEmporium.com.
In fact, in some ways, maybe don't do that so much, but try to find a way to connect with people where they're coming from. And to me, that's the secret and the white pill of all of this is that we can now reach a massive audience. We can totally think outside of our little tribal bubble and reach a lot of people, but we have to start listening a little bit better. We have to start hearing the feedback that we get when we try to engage other people. And if we do that, the sky should be the limit.
Matt, your first episode here in The Brian Nichols Show was titled To Sell Liberty, Listen More. I think you're showing right there that you're the very least consistent in your approach. And hey, you tease something, right? Meet people where they're at. That's what we say here on the show. You have to meet them where they're at. And to your point, you can't just throw a book at somebody and expect them to digest it the same way that we did. Or if the book is what got us on board. You mentioned listening to Rush, the band, and that planted some seeds in your mind. I remember, you know, watching Ron Paul on the debate stage against Rudy Giuliani. And that's not talking about all the other little intricacies in my growing up where I was like, that doesn't make 100% sense what I've been told. And liberty started to be more of a just common sense, no-brainer solution. And then when you see it on display or you see in action, like what you've been doing with the Free the People docuseries and documentaries, like our good buddy Thomas Massie doing Off the Grid. That was a great watch. I sent that to my sister-in-law, who she's much more in the environmental camp and not necessarily on board, with your traditional red team, blue team paradigm. But she was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool to see that this guy, he's a sitting U.S. congressman. He knows what the heck he's talking about. And he's actually living a way that she would love to see us live, but isn't actually, it's not a situation where your average person can just go ahead and, you know, live like Thomas Massey. Put a bunch of Tesla batteries in your house to power your home. Have ginormous solar panels. But you tell the story and show how he did that and why he did that. And heck, you have a new docuseries coming out here called The Cover-Up with Rand Paul. I'm talking about what we all just experienced over the past 4.5 years. And that's been the insanity of COVID, right? And how what we were told as the narrative, the government accepted truth, more often than not during that 4-year period was, if anything, but the truth, right? It was actually a narrative that was promoted by the government bureaucrats who were trying to promote not the truth, but rather their own narrative. And I think that right there, the narrative has been, we're losing. Liberty is losing. Look at all these people who are winning. But Matt, you look where we are today. I think you hit the nail on the head, the white pill. We can talk to millions of people that traditionally we would never be able to reach. So at the very least, I'm hoping they're hearing a different message that 10 short years ago was completely alien to them. Now, not only are they hearing it, but they might actually be open to doing things differently. What say you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I have been obsessed about the catastrophic consequences, the human devastation caused by the government's response to COVID and lockdowns and vaccine mandates. And we all know the list. And we also know essentially the body count of those really bad policies. And I think we've talked about that on the show before. And you can get pretty depressed about the future of liberty if you look at the tremendous loss of liberty there. But the upside always is that there's always a counter-revolution. There's always a pushback. There's always people that start asking questions when they see craziness of like, so we're shutting down the schools. And when my son is Zoom schooling at home, I see this horrible, regimented, almost prison-like atmosphere that our government schools have been subjecting him to. That sets a fire. That lights a light. That gets people asking questions that they wouldn't have otherwise asked. And I would say that the biggest, most fascinating, exciting thing that's happening, and it's I think it's equivalent to the Ron Paul revolution in a lot of ways, is all of these former lefties, progressives, dyed-in-the-wool progressives, who were at one point, that was my alarm to make sure I got on the show, by the way.
I love it.
So I did it.
We made
you have all these lefties, particularly in the comedic world, who are realizing that left no longer means liberal, that progressive doesn't mean open-minded, that there's this incredible trend towards speech policing, gross intolerance, and everything that they thought they were for, but now they're finding themselves on a different team. And again, it's cultural. Like the Ron Paul revolution was cultural. A Rush album was cultural. A novel was cultural. And now you have all these comedians, and not just Joe Rogan. Everybody knows Joe Rogan, but Russell Brand, Jimmy Dore, the list goes on.
Roseanne Barr, yeah.
Yeah. It's these people are realizing that they're actually classically liberal. And what a beautiful opportunity to turn on that community with those huge megaphones, those huge platforms they have. To me, this is where we're at. So one of the things we've been doing at Free the People over the last year, I guess a year and a half now, we've been producing a lot of comedy because we think that's a great gateway drug to have a conversation about values and ideas and really just to talk those really uncomfortable truths that no one's allowed to say anymore unless you're at a comedy show. And then you can laugh and you can look around and see if anyone else is laughing. And then you can actually have a civil conversation with people you disagree with. To me, that is one of the most interesting upsides, this cultural trend where there's kind of an anti-authoritarian coalition emerging.
Yep.
And it would be a lot of people that 5-10 years ago we would absolutely not have put in the liberty camp. But now that's interesting. And if you're down about how bad the Republicans suck in Congress, if you're down about the Democrats and the Biden administration trampling over our liberties, look at the culture and see what's happening. There is a really cool movement emerging.
Well, and one of the profound things you mentioned there, Matt, is with the comedians, they are now granting permission to their audiences to laugh. And part of, I think, the past 10 years, what's been so tough is that the more religious side of the left, this very hyper progressive status mentality, it set these respective parameters that you were not allowed to cross. So when we're talking about Trump, you can't laugh unless it's to make fun of him, right? But you can't play jokes from a pro-Trump perspective. Why? Because he's the worst thing since, I mean, every time it's Hitler, Mussolini, name your fascist dictator of the month. But that's what it really turned into for 10 years was comedy was on a hiatus. Go to SNL. I mean, SNL's been on the way out for quite a while, but during the Obama years, Matt, it was painful. Like you couldn't have any jokes at the expense of Barack Obama. They were always at the expense of Republicans or conservatives or libertarians. Jon Stewart on the comedy show on Comedy Central, he's going out and yes, he would go after both sides, but he obviously had an agenda. He obviously has a perspective and it is 100% more on the left side of the aisle. So what did he do? He would go after more of the Republican candidates. He would go after those folks who would be more pro-liberty. But now I think we're seeing, Matt, is that the side of the laughter, the actual comedians bringing jokes to the table, it's been much more even in the playing field now. Now for every Jon Stewart, you have a Theo Vaughn. For every, you know, Stephen Colbert, you got Brian Kilmeade or somebody like that or whoever it may be. But like there are folks now who are starting to stand up as alternatives on just not even the right side of the aisle, just the common sense side of the aisle where we can look at things regardless of political affiliation or political sentiment and just laugh for being funny. And I think what happened was we were not allowed to laugh for so long that now there's just a demand to laugh and to point out at the insanity for what it is and to laugh along the way, which I think, and Matt, I'd love to hear your thoughts, but like when we start laughing and the left starts to see that collective laughter, it really diffuses a lot of these religious fervor that they're bringing to the public and promoting this stuff, right? Like, just look at the LGBTQAI plus, question mark, all the different, continuation of that LGBT world. But like that's turned into a laughingstock for a lot of jokes because it's become so insane. And your average person saying, yep, I'm out. I'm going to laugh now because this is silly.
Yeah. John Cleese,
phenomenal.
Monty Python fame, one of the most iconic living comedians in the universe. He has been becoming sort of a leader of not just pro free speech, but sort of anti woke in his own way. And it kind of started when there's now a theater production of Life of Brian. And there was a lot of push for him to remove an iconic scene where one of the characters who is a man says, you know what? I want to be a woman. And it's a hysterical scene. Google it, watch it on YouTube. I don't want to recreate it because I'll just butcher it. And they were demanding that he takes that out of the Life of Brian for the theater adaptation. And he's like, no, that's not going to happen. And he goes on to explain why it is that comedy can allow us to have a serious and thoughtful conversation about questions about trans identity, like one of the thorniest issues in modern politics, because we can make you uncomfortable, then we can make you laugh. And once we've done those things, you can actually have a civil conversation trying to work things out. And I think that's the secret sauce of comedy. And, you know, what's interesting about late night TV, all of these really boring political apparatchik left-wing comedians that dominate late night TV, they dominate a field that is dead, if not dying, right? And all of that power and energy is shifting to X. It's shifting to online streaming programs across all of these freer platforms. And those comedians in total, or let's just take Rogan and let's not even add up everybody else and their millions and millions and millions of viewers, so much bigger than the platform that these old school left-wing apparatchik comedians have. So not only are we catching up, I think we've crushed them. We, the royal pro-liberty, pro-speech side, which, by the way, is not a right of center thing. It crosses the political spectrum all over the place, but it's just people that are sort of embracing once sacred American values, like the First Amendment, you know, like your right to gather and have these conversations. You know, that was once like a cherished American thinking, and now it isn't. It isn't on college campuses. It isn't on late night TV. But the revolution is happening, and it's just pushback against the stupidity that's come out of the mainstream.
I mean, you just watch a Trump rally. I don't care if people love Trump or hate Trump, but like, it's a stand-up comedy routine. He does the Joe Biden. Oh, so it's Donald Trump doing Shane Gillis, who's impersonating Joe Biden. He's like, you know, every time he finishes a speech, he looks like a Roomba. And he just walks around on stage looking like a Roomba. And it's funny. Like, it's just funny. You can't help but watch it and laugh. And then you go down to South America in the great country that is Argentina, which was it still kind of is a little bit of a dumpster fire, but it was much more of a flaming, you know, just inferno of a dumpster fire a short 6 months ago. And that is until Javier Milei is elected not just the first libertarian president of Argentina, but dare I say the first like real libertarian president ever anywhere. And he was doing this through comedy. I mean, just look at some of the stuff he would do, you know, holding a chainsaw, French kissing a lady on stage. Like, he's a cartoon character, and he won because he made people laugh, but also he gave them hope. He gave them permission to laugh at the insanity and gave them hope by offering a real tangible solution. I mean, Matt, is it as simple as make people laugh, give them hope, and then get them to the polls? Is that it?
Well, it certainly would be a great place to start. And we're actually hoping to go to Argentina to talk to him and his inner circle about this model, because there's a little bit of Trump, not in the way that I think mainstream media thinks about it, but Trump also was a TV star.
Yep.
Milei, more of a social media star. Certainly TV was part of it, but TV was not nearly as important to Milei's public persona as that. But he's a performer. He's like Trump in the sense that it's not bullshit. It's like real and honest and a little bit outrageous.
Afuera. That was just funny, but it was good. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, my wife watched that, and she's like, oh, I like that. And I'm like, but it's funny, yeah, right? And she's like, yeah.
And, you know, the same guy has dogs named after Murray Rothbard and Milton Friedman. And I'm like,
one of us.
I want to know what's going on here. But I think you're talking about, and this is why, again, trying to be white-pilled about this, we have been fighting this fight against the duopoly political machine most of my adult life.
Picture this. You wake up with a pounding headache and a sore throat, and you dread the thought of dragging yourself to the doctor's office, waiting for hours just to get a simple prescription. But what if I told you there's a better way? With The Wellness Company, you can see a board-certified doctor right from your phone or computer. No more waiting rooms, no more hassle. Just log in, describe your symptoms, and get the treatment you need. And as a listener of The Brian Nichols Show, you're going to get 10% off your visit if you use code TBNS. So don't let your busy schedule keep you from feeling your best. Visit The Wellness Company and use code TBNS to start your journey to a convenient, affordable healthcare.
And you could go back to Howard Dean, but you certainly want to look at the Ron Paul Revolution and the Tea Party movement, which I was intimately involved in, and Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in a different way. But the establishment, the machine, the people that sort of pre-choose our choices for us, they're freaking out now because these technological platforms probably is triggering all the censorship, but because these platforms level the playing field and they allow for these outsiders like Milei to not run a traditional campaign, to not get any help from the machine. Like, the Peronistas gave him this weaponized presidency because they just assumed that they controlled the process by which you could become the leader of that country. And now they're going to try to do something about that. They're going to try to destroy all of these candidates that are from the outside. They did it to Tulsi Gabbard. They did it to Ron Paul. They're trying to do it to Trump right now. All very different candidates, by the way. But they are not blessed by the machine. So there's something happening here that is a fundamental paradigm shift. You and I have been talking about this as long as we've been talking, and I think it's happening now. And I think it also explains why this overwrought, insanely authoritarian response by security, national security agencies censoring our speech on platforms like Google and Facebook and Twitter and everything else. They're desperate. That is a desperate tactic, and they can't quite figure out how to shut us up.
Well, you look at that, and then you factor in folks like Elon Musk spending $44 billion for Twitter, now creating a situation where we can have quite literally an open and free discussion of ideas without the fear that you're going to log into Twitter one day and say, oh, my account's been nuked for arbitrary rules of hate speech I violated. Like, thank God we are at a point now where we can start to have these conversations. And to the point we raised earlier, Matt, now we can start to call out some of the insanity much more freely than we would have been allowed otherwise. So you mentioned, you know, look at what Google has done in trying to suppress free speech. Look what they're trying to do with using the AI tools like Gemini, where they're trying to not just change the way that we see things going forward, but change the way we view the past. Matt, did you know that a majority of the Nazi party in Germany, according to Google Gemini, were minorities and black individuals? I didn't know that, and apparently neither did the history books, because only Google Gemini is coming out and changing all of the different recreations of, you know, Nazi soldiers and Nazi officers from 1930s and 1940s to make them look like it's a DEI article from 2024. And we now have a platform to not just call that out, but to laugh at it, to point and say, this is so stupid. And when we do that, it gives more people permission to do the same. Like, there's just something contagious about comedy where you're in that room of, you know, what, a couple hundred folks listening to someone on stage speak. And when one person starts to laugh, it's like a domino effect, chain reaction. Now, you know, the person next to them starts to chuckle, then the person down in the back, they start to laugh, and then within seconds, it's the entire audience roaring and laughing. And I think right now we are at a point where it's kind of bridging between audience is starting to laugh and emperor has no clothes. And we're now at the point where both of those worlds are meeting together. And now that we have a platform, or at least we have multiple platforms like Twitter and elsewhere where we can have these free discussions of ideas, I don't know, Matt. I mean, despite all the negatives we see in the world, I think we have a lot to look forward to. You look at the wins we've already got on the board. Let me ask you this. 5 years from today, we're recording in 2024 just for posterity's sake. 2029, Matt, where do you see us after the 2028 presidential election? Are we, another term after Biden and we're getting ready for the second coming, whoever his replacement's going to be? Is Trump walking out of office now, the first two-term president who didn't serve consecutively since Grover Cleveland? Was it Taft? Which one? Oh, it was Cleveland. Yeah, it was Cleveland. Which way do you see us going, Matt? And do you think that liberty will be in a good spot in 2029, or are we, you know, a little too optimistic here as we sit today?
Well, I'm thinking Hunter Biden will be in his first term then. And,
God help
and
us.
Because he's really got that, you know, he's got the Coke market sort of cornered in the political marketplace. So my honest answer is,
wait, was that a really highbrow Coke, like Coke joke, like Coke Industries joke? That was good. I liked that. That was good.
Well, I'm playing three-dimensional chess right now. That's what's happening.
That was wonderful. Keep going.
Politics is a lagging indicator of culture and social change.
Yep.
And the last place we're going to see change is in politics. And it's going to require some talent sort of rising above the ranks of the machine. And I would argue, like, in some ways, I can give you an optimistic story about that. We have Justin Amash, who is running for the Republican nomination for Senate in Michigan. He's quite optimistic that he can win that primary and win that general election with his unique brand of libertarianism. But you also look at the way that they clobbered Tulsi Gabbard, the way that they disenfranchised Ron Paul at the 2012 convention, There's a lot of reasons why good people don't want to run. And we're going to have to prove to them that not only can they run, but they can win. And when they win, that there's an infrastructure, there's a cultural infrastructure that will celebrate them when they do something good, politically difficult, but good. And this is something that, I don't think we are very good at in the liberty movement. We're so good at sort of crapping on people when they don't meet our very high expectations. But we're not so good at celebrating them when they do something right. And I know we're having this debate about Milei right now. But we're having this with a lot of candidates. Like I do a lot of work with Rand Paul and Thomas Massey, Justin Amash, and a few others, Mike Lee and a few others. And I just see a lot more libertarians just trashing them when they sort of break the faith. And I'm like, guys, what they're doing is very difficult. What we're all trying to do is very difficult. When we see somebody doing the right thing for the right reasons and particularly communicating it well too, get their back, step up, help them out, bring more people to that fight. Otherwise you're just sending people into the slaughter, and the message all the way down the food chain to potential candidates that might consider running for office is, well, if the only way I'm going to run is if I sell out, and honestly, I don't want to do that. I'm going to go back to my business.
And then we are in a situation much like we were 20 years ago, where it's red team, blue team. GOP is nothing but establishment. Red team is nothing. Well, that was a Freudian slip that I didn't mean to make, but man, that's pretty accurate because they're both the same establishment, right? The establishment of both parties are the same. They're one and the same. So that's really what it was. And to your point, Matt, like I just wrote an article over at AMP America talking much about this Javier Milei situation down in Argentina. Is he perfect? No. Will he be perfect? No. Should we expect him to be perfect? No. And that's the thing. We have so many Monday morning quarterbacks in the liberty movement who look at, you know, name candidate here or name public figure here, and they say, well, I could do better. Here's what I would do. And it's like, okay, but you're sitting in your basement. Like, I don't know what you mean to do here. Like, yes, you have a voice. Yes, I'm going to listen to you unless I hit mute. But like, What are you doing besides ranting and raving on social media or, you know, going after name politician here? Like, are you actually trying to build something different, build something better, build back better? No, I'm just teasing. That's an old, you know, bring that down to Baltimore and see if they can help down there. Like that is where we are though. We have an obligation to stop the Monday morning quarterbacks and actually start to support the people who are out putting skin in the game and doing it. Like you mentioned the folks here in America, Justin Amash, Thomas Massey, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, look at overseas, Javier Milei. Like there are folks that we can look to and say, more of what you're doing, and can we have some of that here, please? So thank you, Matt, right, for not just helping articulate that vision, but you and the amazing team over at Free the People, you're actually helping create that vision by telling phenomenal stories, helping make people laugh, and yeah, helping point out when government has done some really bad things. So as we wrap things up, I want you to do us a favor. Tease the brand new docuseries I kind of brought up here earlier in our conversation. It's the cover-up, right? You, Rand Paul, you guys are sitting down talking about the insanity we've all experienced over here the past 4 years with COVID. What's going on there with the cover-up?
So the idea, it's going to be an investigative series. The first episode hopefully will be out in the next couple of weeks, and it stars Jay Bhattacharya, famous or infamous, depending on your perspective, Stanford epidemiologist, economist. We also have already talked to Scott Atlas, who is one of the voices of reason within the Trump administration. Obviously, Rand Paul, who just announced finally a bipartisan commission to look at the question of lab leaks and the cover up. But we're going to go on and on with this because the idea is to have an investigative series that both translates some very complex and dense issues, like, you know, what is gain of function and what were they covering up and why did they cover it up? And what is this mad science experiment that's going on? The idea is to make it accessible to a lot more people because to me, this question, both from a liberty perspective, but just a humanity perspective, it's pretty existential. And the inspirations, like the vibe is going to be a little more Stranger Things. it's going to be a little more true crime and less of a dissertation on epidemiology. I realize that very few people, including myself, actually want to sit through something like that. So that's a thing, and it's a very big project at Free the People. There's two comedy series that you can already watch. Comedy's Murder with Lou Perez. It's been a tremendous first season with him. And Adults Are Talking with Andrew Heaton.
Yep.
Two of my favorite comedians. We're embarking on a new series with comedians you've never heard of before. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and we want to be part of the cultural conversation, so that by the time we get a candidate we're supporting, they're riding a wave instead of climbing a hill.
You know, that would definitely make things a little bit easier for candidates if they didn't have to do, you know, the building the culture, building the platforms, you know, building the media. Like, if they actually had some help. So thank you, Matt, for all the work you guys are doing. And thank you for not just, like, raising up the ideas of liberty to a larger audience, but you've been in the thick of this for, what, 25, 30 years at this point. So, like, you guys have been fighting the good fight. You, your amazing wife, Terry, like, you're out on the front lines, reaching new people, you're actually helping change hearts and minds, which is huge. You're not just sitting on a, you know, you're not sitting on a podcast just ranting and raving, but you're actually doing things, Matt. You're going out and you're making changes. And that's frankly what we need to be able to do. So if we want to see the world, you know, be a positive place for liberty as we head towards 2029, folks, I'm just going to say it requires us to take action, much like Matt and the team over at Free the People are. So let's maybe take the approach of building some solutions before the candidates run for office. Yes, let's make some people laugh, give them permission to laugh. Heck, give them a platform to laugh, and then give them permission to win. And when they do win, let them know that we're not going to be the ones pointing at them saying, well, you could have done this better, but rather say, listen, I know you got a sucky job and I'm supporting you. I'm thankful for you going out and doing what needs to be done, knowing you're not going to be able to do it perfectly like we would want it to be done, but you're doing what has to be done. That's where I think we are going to have more success. And if you want to join the amazing folks over at Free the People and helping make that a reality, Matt, where can folks go ahead, support your amazing work? And heck, if they want to toss a few dollars your way, where can they go ahead and do that as well?
FreeThePeople.org is basically a video channel, and you can check out all of our stuff there. You can buy some pretty cool swag, and you can also support us financially if that's something you want to do. We're on most social media. You can find us both Matt Kibbe or Free the People. Almost all of our video content is cut up and distributed on all of the platforms. So consume it wherever you want. You can listen to my podcast, Kibbe on Liberty, anywhere that you consume podcasts. We do a lot of stuff, and there's got to be something that sort of floats your boat.
Oh, there absolutely is. I'm constantly listening to Free the People, constantly listening to Kibbe on Liberty. Heck, you just had WWE All-Star Kane. Glenn Jacobs, mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee. He was over on Kibbe on Liberty. Great conversation. You guys were talking about Pork Fest, all that cool stuff happening up in New Hampshire coming up here in a couple of months. So go ahead, folks, check that out if you haven't yet. And please go ahead, support Matt and his amazing team over at Free the People. I'm very honored to have Matt, not only as someone I consider, you know, a mentor, but also someone I consider a dear friend. So Matt, thank you for the hard work you, Terry, and the rest of the amazing team over at Free the People are doing. And folks, please go support them. They're actually leading by example. And frankly, like, Matt is one of the best in the game. So please go ahead, lend your support, whether it's financial, heck, just sharing some of their work, you know, watching some of their work, whatever it may be, but please go ahead and support Free the People. With that being said, we are already at the end of our show. I know, folks, I heard the collective groan. So with that being said, we want to thank you for joining the show today. And if you got some value, obviously go ahead, give it a share. Go ahead and tag Matt and the amazing team at Free the People on their social media links. Links are going to be in the show notes. Also, feel free to tag me at B Nichols Liberty. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and for the show, your favorite podcast catcher, your favorite video show, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, X.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, wherever it is you consume your podcast or your video content, just hit the subscribe button, hit that little like button, hit the notification bell. And heck, if you're watching us or listening to us on the podcast, hit download all unplayed episodes. We have over 830 episodes here of The Brian Nichols Show. Matt's been on a few times. We've had some amazing folks from economists, entrepreneurs, politicians, elected officials, all that and more. Go ahead and check it out. I guarantee a few episodes should leave you educated, enlightened, and informed. And one final note, and that is to support the folks who support us. That's our sponsors. So we have some awesome sponsors, Cardio Miracle, the Wellness Company. We have our brand new sponsor, Indie Emporium, and they have their awesome Michael Scott 2024 shirt, which, by the way, hurry and grab yours today. Use code MS2024 gives you 25% off your brand new shirt. Michael Scott 2024 definitely will spark some conversations and, hey, maybe make some people laugh. That's all we have for you today. Brian Nichols signing off here on The Brian Nichols Show for Matt Gibby. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at briannicholsshow.com.